702. WhatsApp Profilwe on 072-702-1702.
7:49 on the Sunday edition of Weekend Breakfast. And today we're going to the movies and talking an iconic and very, very popular movie. It's a Martin Scorsese's Goodfellas. And Gail Edmonds is going to tell us all about how Martin Scorsese influenced a generation of filmmakers and gave us the template for the modern gangster film. Goodfellas turned 30 this past Thursday. My goodness, Gail, good morning.
Hi, Rufilwe. Yes, 30. It's quite frightening, isn't it?
What a milestone. Yes.
1990 was 30 years ago. For me, that's quite scary. I was 18 when Goodfellas came out.
Well, you know, I was not quite as advanced as you were in age. I was seven. And I just thinking of like the spin-offs, and we'll get to the filmmakers that he influenced, yeah. Right, I'm just thinking of all the hip-hop songs, the videos, the fashion, the music that this inspired. My goodness, to be in such a, not a powerful position, but to have such an, to have had such an impact on culture must be mind-blowing.
Yes, and I think the interesting thing about the Goodfellas movie is that it really didn't glamorize the mob or the mafia lifestyle at all.
Mm-hmm.
That was perhaps one of the most interesting things. And I think lots of people sort of sliced it and diced it that way.
Yes.
But actually what it was really was a sort of insight based on a real life story of Henry Hill, of this man who as a 12-year-old boy is completely sort of sucked into this world of, you know, glamour and you know, everything is lovely, and except for obviously occasionally having to whack someone and occasionally having to rob. And the way that Scorsese does it is that he slowly but surely sort of peels back the glamour as the years pass, because of course it covers a really long period of time too.
Yes.
It's from 1955
yeah.
to 1980, when of course Henry Hill, who was a drug addict and sort of really losing track of everything, which of course the final scene of the film is all about him losing track and ending up as an FBI informant,
yeah,
and putting
yeah.
these guys away and going into. But I mean, it's interesting because it has, to some extent, people like that whole idea of the mob has been glamorized,
mm-hmm.
and I think that The Godfather perhaps glamorized it far more,
yes.
which was made a few years before, and then of course Goodfellas came. It was a violent. And it was, I mean, it was brilliant. Robert De Niro, Joe Pesci, of course, won an Oscar for it. And throughout, if you look sort of in the 90s and the early 2000s, there's so many films. Even Scorsese himself in 1995 made another gangster film with Robert De Niro and Joe Pesci, which of course was Casino.
Yes.
So they sort of revisited his own stomping ground, and everyone loved it again, you know, and it was nominated for another Oscar.
I always wondered.
Yes.
Sorry, Gail. I always wondered if Joe Pesci regretted doing Goodfellas to begin with, because he was, you know, yes, De Niro was, we understand his range. He'll always be the ultimate bad guy when he wants to and when he chooses to be. But Joe, for me, will never not be a madcap gangster just ready to just like lose his mind, you know, with a short fuse. Are you talking to me?
Yeah, completely typecast. Yeah, exactly. What do you mean, funny guy? Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it really is that. That's for him, I think that is the truth, is that he sort of spent his whole career being the character he was in Goodfellas.
Yeah.
But I was also just looking through some of the really cool gangster films that, I mean, The Departed, of course, also Scorsese, which was his finally his directing and Best Picture Oscar winner. I love The Departed. It's one of my absolute favorite, and in this genre of film, it's definitely one of my favorites. And I mean, Scorsese's made so many. When I was looking through all the gangster films, like The Gangs of New York as well,
mm-hmm.
also brilliant, with Daniel Day-Lewis and Leonardo DiCaprio. I mean, it was absolutely spectacular. The beginnings of this whole sort of lifestyle
yeah.
in early New York, you know, quite incredible.
Yeah.
And even guys like Quentin Tarantino, Reservoir Dogs, Pulp Fiction, both came out a few years after 92 and 94 or 95, I think.
Do you think none of those happen? Do you think none of those happen without Goodfellas?
Look, I can't say that, but I do think that the Goodfellas definitely had an impact on what came after, because there were a lot of films in this sort of genre. And of course, I think the one thing that definitely wouldn't have happened without Goodfellas was The Sopranos.
Yes.
That TV show was definitely, I mean, 27 of the actors from Goodfellas went on to star in The Sopranos. So they definitely would have been without
the whole cast, basically.
Without Goodfellas. So that's for sure. And I think that there's lots of bits and pieces throughout when you start to look at all the films that have come out since then. Mm-hmm. It definitely feels like Goodfellas was the beginning of a role for the gangster flick. You know, even films like Heat, which Michael Mann made with Al Pacino and Robert De Niro, which of course was a big deal in 1995 because it put the two of them on screen together for the first time. So I think definitely it had an effect on what came after, because I mean, there's just reams of them. There's actually so many. There's the even things like in the sort of 2000s, Public Enemies with Johnny Depp. I mean, of course, Johnny Depp took on Whitey Bulger as well in Black Mass, which was another brilliant performance by him. There's even Sam Mendes' brilliant film Road to Perdition with Tom Hanks. You know, there's a lot of all these films sort of, I think, have a hark back to the sort of, because they do sort of uncover the ugliness in often in very stylish ways of the way these guys have to live, where you have lots of money and you're supposed to have lots of influence, but wow, you have to be careful of everything and everyone and everything you say in case you are next on the chopping block, literally.
My goodness, that life of paranoia. You know, as you've gone down the list of Scorsese's films, I'm just wondering, for you, what is his signature? What, when you know, besides the fact that, okay, you might be watching a gangster film, right? How do you know you're watching a Scorsese film? I don't know if I was talking to you a couple of weeks ago about, or a month ago, about Guy Ritchie's latest offering. And we always, unfortunately, know when we're watching a Guy Ritchie film.
Absolutely.
It's not always a good thing. But no. How do you know you're watching a Scorsese film? What does he bring to the table that makes him such a fascinating director?
Well, I think exactly what he does bring, which makes him slightly more fascinating, is that he doesn't have a style in the same sense as someone like Guy Ritchie or, say, Tim Burton. But he has a way of dissecting his characters in a way where they start out with the light shining on them in one way. And as the story evolves, you realize that you haven't seen the whole picture.
Yes.
And the light turns to dark. And the sort of changing perception of how you view his characters is quite fascinating. Mm. If you think about the way it does happen in Goodfellas, with sort of this young boy loving to go into this life and becoming part of the sort of the big boy gang, and then it all just sort of spirals into a complete disaster and catastrophe and death and mayhem. And the same is true of The Departed.
Yes.
If you think about how it devolves, and I think that's his signature, is that he's got a way of sort of exposing these worlds that show how they become seductive and also how they become deadly. And I think that for me is what makes his film. He just has a real gift for seeing inside and for exposing it in unexpected ways. So and he does. I mean, he really does get incredible performances out of actors as well, I think.
Yeah, that's always been, I guess, a key sort of question around the actor for director relationship is: does a director give them free rein, and is it just their talent being showcased over here, or do you feel a Scorsese hand in his actors' performances?
Yes, I think definitely. I think he does allow actors to have their, you know, I think they do freewheel a bit and all that sort of thing, but I think that he has a way of bringing out the best. Because often you can see a film that has lack direction from the performances that are a bit all over the place, and you never get that with one of his films. He definitely holds the reins and ensures that he gets exactly what he wants so that at the end of the film, it's a cohesive piece of work that says something very specific.
Yeah.
And I think that is what his power is.
All right. So, I mean, we're celebrating or talking about 30 years of Martin Scorsese's Goodfellas. Can I push you to pick your favorite Scorsese film?
You know, The Departed, I think, definitely. And a very unexpected one is I loved Hugo, which is not a gangster film at all, but is about the beginning of cinema.
Yes.
And set in France. And that, for me, that's a Scorsese.
Yeah.
And it was a good example of how he gets inside. He did it in 3D. Mm-hmm. And instead of pushing stuff out at you, he drew you into this incredible world with this automaton.
Yes.
I just loved it. So, yes, those are my two favorites. In the gangster genre, The Departed. But Hugo, it was just such a surprising, delightful film.
It absolutely was. Gail Edmonds, thank you so much. We'll touch base next week.
Cheers, Rafael. Bye.
Fantastic stuff. Celebrating 30 years of Goodfellas. Perhaps you want to share your own memories of this movie and, of course, the impact on popular culture. 31702. It's 8 o'clock.